is it really just a difference between the work ethic that is native to Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, that they have a different work ethic that maybe in the United States we've had it bred out of us, maybe?
Well, there are a lot of people here who are working two jobs at minimum wage or below minimum wage, and they're working two jobs. There's some people working three jobs and still barely able to keep their families afloat. Because the downside, actually, Americans work very hard. A lot of them work on the margins of the economy and don't even have the full dignity of jobs that go into the statistics in the kind of underground economy. So I wouldn't say that there's more work ethic in the Nordic countries. But what I would say is that because jobs are structured to support people being self-respecting in jobs, they find themselves not just somehow trying to keep the wolf from the door, trying to run from job to job. I had an uncle who worked two jobs, for example, for a good part of his life, two full-time jobs. Instead, what people are doing in the Nordic countries is they're putting way more respect into the role of the worker, not only to the workers who are very highly unionized over there. They have way, way more union density there than here. And so they also have power in the workplace, and they can demand that a working person should get a lot of respect. And the working person has an obligation to deserve that respect by doing quality work. I interviewed an entrepreneur who ran a fine business, and I asked him, so what is it like to own a business here? And he said one of the things he loves about it is that his workers are so reliable that he has no problem about making contracts on time. He was a producer, and he said he'd be signing these contracts by such and such time. I'll have such and such a thing ready. And he always knew that he would. And that made his life as an owner a very satisfying